This is the summary of the YouTube formula by bestbookbriefings.com. The YouTube formula. How anyone can unlock the algorithm to drive views, build an audience, and grow revenue. Author: Dare Leaves. In the YouTube formula, I'll be sharing my solid expertise in building successful YouTube channels and teaching the reader how to master the unwritten rules of YouTube using a simple method that's based on trying, failing, and adjusting content. How does YouTube work? Succeeding in YouTube means that you must understand how the digital ecosystem of YouTube truly works. However, we must first define what an ecosystem means and then explain YouTube's digital ecosystem. A digital ecosystem works much like a natural ecosystem. There are a lot of moving parts, and all of those parts affect the organization as a whole. First, creators make videos and upload them to YouTube. Then, brands pay YouTube to run advertising alongside uploaded content, either before or during a video. When a channel meets the ad sharing program requirements, it gets a cut of the money from the ads running on its content. Brands also connect with creators who they think will be able to increase brand awareness and slash or their bottom line. This influencer marketing is a huge part of YouTube's ecosystem. Then, the viewers come to interact with content, creators, and communities. They watch, subscribe, comment, like and dislike, save, and share. YouTube as a website is the host of the ecosystem, but as a company, it's only considered a part of the ecosystem. Its main function is to make sure that everyone in the ecosystem is satisfied. They field complaints and legalities. They ultimately make the rules, but the rules evolve over time based on feedback from the ecosystem and what needs to be addressed. MCNs, or multi-channel networks, played an important role at the beginning of YouTube, connecting brands with creators and managing other elements of the creator experience. They also helped in solving the content creators' problems because YouTube didn't have the creator support at the time. Creators don't have to work with MCNs. They can manage their own channels and deal directly with brands or work with agencies to connect with brands. Finally, copyright holders want their original work attributed to them without being stolen or copied. They want to keep any financial benefit from that content coming back to their original content. Thus, YouTube's digital ecosystem is a multi-dimensional cycle that starts with creators uploading videos and ends with copyright holders getting attributed for their original works. How does the algorithm work? Personalization is YouTube's best aspect. Its homepage is no longer channel dominant but filled with a mix of videos directly chosen based on individual viewing patterns and behaviors. It now suggests, with uncanny accuracy, what a viewer might want to watch. This is a huge change from its surface recommendations. How does YouTube know what to recommend? This happens through a multi-layered process that is dependent on advanced AI, artificial intelligence, and technology. First, the AI tool collects the user's data through metadata and the user's satisfaction with the content they are watching. This satisfaction is measured through the satisfaction signals. These signals train the AI on what to suggest and not suggest to the user depending on multiple conditions, like if the user clicked not interested on a video, what video a user watches or skips, etc. Then, the AI is fed the satisfaction feedback loop. This loop is created based on the feedback the algorithm is getting from your specific behavior. It loops the types of videos you like through its suggestions. This is how it personalizes each user's experience. Keep your decision data-driven. Building and maintaining a successful YouTube channel is not as easy as people think. It's not just uploading videos until you get subscribers to your channel. Rather, it follows a data-driven formula that takes both the algorithm and human viewers into consideration. Thus, you have to create your content for humans, and the robots who will discover these videos will follow. There are many approaches that you can take as a YouTube content creator to develop your data-driven strategy. Consider the following suggestions. Develop your YouTube sixth sense. Having YouTube sixth sense means that you have the ability to anticipate the reactions of your audience to the content you'll publish. To explain, it means you've developed a sense of what the viewers will like or dislike in a video before it's even published. How can you do that? You can achieve this through data. Analyzing your data and discovering patterns about what your audience's preferences are will help you develop a strong foresight as to what content is worth creating and what is not worth putting out. Define your goal. If you aren't starting your YouTube channel with a goal in mind, then all efforts are for nothing. Reaching your goal on YouTube will require a game plan that should get you to your goal. Whatever your finish line is, you have to define it in order to make a plan, know the steps it will take, and how to track yourself to get there. Then, after you have defined your goal, you should align your personal goal with YouTube's goal. YouTube's goal is to discover the videos that people love watching and optimize your content to provide more videos on the same level. Also, as a YouTube content creator, you should be aware that YouTube considers clicks and likes to be more important than thumbnails and/or the video's title. There are three essential tips to better optimize your YouTube content. 1. Define your video in fewer than 60 characters. The human eye is more attracted to shorter titles. 2. Use the thumbnail's picture to spark interest. 3. Have an engaging story for your video and deliver the promised title of the video. The force YouTube has given creators amazing and invaluable tools in YouTube Studio. These tools help us really understand the viewer inside and out and also quantify our video successes and failures. YouTube Analytics helps you break down the elements in metrics so you can course correct. So, what are the 4 W's? First is the who. This metric specifies your viewer's demographic, like their age, gender, location, whether they are subscribed or not, and their watch time. The second is the where. It will help you uncover where the viewers are watching your video, from within YouTube, from external sources, or from embeds on websites. In short, it specifies where the traffic to your video is coming from. The third W is the what. The what is your video the viewers are seeing and clicking on to watch. It includes impressions, watch time, CTR click-through rate, average view duration AVD, and average view percentage AVP. The last one is the when. I break the when into 3 parts: real time, date range, and when your viewers are on YouTube. The real time metric shows how your videos are performing in the last 48 hours, as well as the last 60 minutes. These are live analytics. Thus, with the 4 W's, you can start to see how viewers respond to your content. It will give you the data you need to course correct without making things overly complicated. YouTube monetization. If you know the know-how, you can start making money on YouTube. Making money on YouTube will be playing the long game. However, it will take time and effort. Nonetheless, there's a set of steps you can follow to start making money from your YouTube channel. The first and easy answer is that you can start making money by becoming a member of the YouTube Partner Program. To qualify, it used to be that you could monetize with just one video, but YouTube quit doing this because it brought in a lot of junk content monetizing video by video. They wanted to encourage videos that people would actually watch and channels they would actually subscribe to. Thus, to put it simply, you need 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 hours of watch time in the past 12 months to be able to apply for the partner program. However, to get monetized and stay monetized, you must follow YPP's rules. If you break the rules, you can get demonetized, lose your partner status, or even have your entire channel deleted. Thus, to stay monetized, you need to become familiar with the community guidelines, terms of service, copyright rules, and AdSense program policies if you want to stay in good standing. What else does the partner program offer? In addition to ad revenue, YPP provides other ways to monetize, including channel memberships, Livestream Super Chat and Super Stickers, a merchandise shelf, and a cut of the YouTube Premium subscribers' fee when they watch your content. Each has its own set of requirements. So, find out what those are when you want to implement them. You will also have access to tools like the Creator Support Team and Copyright Match. For example, in channel memberships, viewers can pay a membership fee to join YouTube Premium for an ad-free platform experience. Premium also allows downloads and background play options. YouTube gives the majority of this revenue back to creators, which means that you'll get a percentage when premium members watch your content. Whether you prefer to read or listen, we have something for you. Visit bestbookbriefings.com for more.